You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. This episode is brought to you by Mosey Pro for Business, protecting the data that powers your business. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Barbara Barnett, a co-executive editor for Blog Critics, an internet publication where she writes on everything from politics to technology to all things pop culture. Her blogging success led her to publish her first book, Chasing Zebras, The Unofficial Guide to House MD. The book explores the themes, characters, and storylines of the hit TV show House. Barbara, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So now, when did you start writing and writing professionally?
I think I started writing when I was about 10 years old, and I had a poem published in a Sunday school magazine, and I think the bug hit then, and I've always been a writer since then. I think I've always had a book or something burning on the back burner as long as I can remember. I started writing professionally after getting a degree in, of all things, biology and chemistry, kept an English minor, and got my first job with a business publication in the food industry about 3 years out of college. And that kind of set me on a path to eventually becoming a professional journalist, got out of it for a few years, and in 2007 sort of came back into writing professionally with a vengeance when I started writing for Blog Critics.
What brought you into the blogging sphere or the blogging world?
I've always been connected to the internet. I think even before there was an internet, when it was just Usenet groups out there and Yahoo groups, and I would get online and chit-chat and exchange ideas with other people online using those very expensive $95 an hour charge, things like Delphi and CompuServe and some of those. And when the World Wide Web gave us a lot of freedom and liberty to write for free and to chat for free, I started blogging my thoughts, mostly about movies and TV, actors, books, stuff like that. And I started getting in depth with, especially with television shows and getting behind the lines, getting in between the lines, and people started reading me. So I've really always been sort of internet connected, but probably starting in the mid-90s is when I started blogging. So it was before blogging became, I guess it was before blogging was really blogging.
Yes, exciting times. This episode of Enterprise Radio here on EPN is brought to you by Mosey Pro for Business. Folks, when it comes to running a successful business, there are many things you have to get right, like hiring good people. But one thing is often overlooked, and that's protecting the data that powers your business. Earthquakes, floods, fires, hurricanes, tornadoes, and other disasters threaten destruction, including the safety of your servers and computers. What would you do if you lost your data due to disaster? 50% of businesses that find themselves without data management for 10 days or more file for bankruptcy. Mosey Pro's secret is that it's unbelievably easy to use and affordable for organizations of all sizes. If your business is not backed up with Mosey Pro, you really need to make sure your data is backed up. Give our friends at Mosey a call. They've been doing this a long time and run the most secure, most trusted online backup service. Right now you can save 15% by using promo code podcast 15. Call 877-669-9776 or visit moseypro.com today and get all set up. So Barbara, platform is crucial in publishing today. How did you build a strong enough platform to attract an agent and then a publisher?
Well, when I started writing for Blog Critics in 2007, I'd been blogging on LiveJournal, which is kind of a personal blogging platform, and had an opportunity to come and work for Blog Critics, writing about House MD, the hit TV series that's in its eighth season now on Fox. And I walked in not thinking, gosh, thinking, who's going to read me? I don't know why I'm doing this. You know, people, who's going to read what I have to say? Well, people did. And writing for Blog Critics, which is an internet magazine owned by Technorati Media, now it wasn't then, I had an opportunity to do a conference call. And the conference call was with Mira Sorvino, the actress who is doing a guest starring role on House back in the fourth season. And got on, was incredibly nervous interviewing someone who is as big a star as Mira Sorvino, and found that I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed asking questions, and I wrote the interview up, and then I did another conference call, me and, you know, 50 other TV writers, and I was thinking, hey, this is pretty cool. Well, I went to, I created a trivia contest, trivia quiz. It wasn't really a contest, trivia quiz, and I put that up on Blog Critics. And then I thought, huh, I wonder if Fox, the network, would be interested in putting that on the website. So I'd really not known the PR people at House except to RSVP to doing conference calls. So I dashed off an email thinking, oh, okay, maybe we'll see. And one of the great things about the internet is you've got this great anonymity, you know, picking up the phone and calling the vice president of PR for Fox programming is not something I would have done. But emailing her, well, you know, maybe that's something that I could do. And if she rejects me, at least it's not to my face. So I emailed and they said, yeah, okay, this is kind of a cool little trivia quiz. Next thing I know, there's a link to it on the front page of Fox.com House, the official site. And that brought thousands of people to my articles. And that audience has grown over the years, and people have stayed with me. People have said, ah, she's full of whatever, and has gone away, and more people have come in. So I really got a break by communicating with the people at Fox to the point where a couple of months later, I thought it was time for me to do my first interview one-on-one with some of the creative people at the series, and got an interview with the guys who wrote the season finale for season four, and they consented to an interview, and it was great. I did the interview from a hotel room in Boston the weekend of my daughter's college graduation. So it was a little intense.
Oh, my.
It was a little intense trying to get this interview done on my cell phone with my little recorder. But the interview was great. I had the best time, and I began to get a reputation, among the writers there that, hey, she's kind of the real deal. She really wants to hear what we have to say. And I published the interview. It got on IMDb's hit list, which is great, brought more people to me. And so it really kind of snowballed. And then at some point I thought, you know, it would be kind of nice to, because I've always had a book in my head, never in my wildest imagination thought it would be a book about television. Always thought it would be a novel. And I thought of this idea to write a book, getting sort of between the lines of the TV series. And, the rest is history, because the first question that any agent asked, and in fact, I had originally gone to NBC, who produces House for Fox. So it's on Fox, but it's produced by NBC Universal. And they said, so what's your platform? And I said, what's a platform? Because I had no idea what a platform was. This was several years ago. And they said, well, your readers. How many readers read you every week? And I said, I have no idea. And I didn't, because we didn't have Google Analytics. And I was just a writer. I wasn't an editor. I didn't have access to the analytics for Blog Critics. All I knew is that the publisher said to me, well, we get about 4 million hits a month on Blog Critics, and that's really all they need to know. So apparently that's true. That's all they needed to know. Eventually, I got access to that information because now I'm the co-executive editor and I get all the information. But that's really how I built my platform, is really hard work, emailing people, being fearless about asking, because the worst they could do is say, well, maybe not now, and not really taking no for an answer, but not being dogged or nasty about it, but just being gracious and grateful for those little ins. But I've built my and also, you know, really trying not to antagonize my readers, you know, to really try to keep an even keel with my readers and keep things civil on my blog, which for other bloggers, know it's sometimes incredibly difficult when you're talking about something that can be as controversial as a series TV show the civility goes out the window pretty quickly, and I'm pretty insistent on it. So
you make some great key points that anyone could run with, and we could even end the interview with great content at this point, but we've got some great stuff ahead. But today we are joined by Barbara Barnett, a co-executive editor for Blog Critics, an internet publication where she writes on everything from politics to technology to all things pop culture, and author of the book Chasing Zebras, The Unofficial Guide to HouseMD, here on Enterprise Radio this afternoon. Now tell us about the publishing experience.
It was my publishing experience was probably not necessarily usual. I had flirted with the idea of writing an official book for NBC, and we had gotten past the talking stage and into the proposal stage, and it didn't really work out, and we parted of the ways amicably. And my agent at the time, who was just really in there to do the deal with NBC and do the financial things, said to me, I don't actually watch television, so you're taking this to something that's going to be a more independent, you know, not the official guide, but maybe an unofficial guide. I'm not sure I'm the agent that can really best represent you on this. And I thought, oh, no. no, please. And actually, he put me in touch eventually, and not so long after that, with Catherine Sands of Sarah Jane Fryman Agency, Literary Agency in New York, who phoned me one weekend and said, hi, my name is Catherine Sands. Your agent has given me your name. I just have to tell you, I've been reading your stuff for months, and I'm a huge fan. We'd love to represent your book. So that never happens, right? That's not the way it happens. It's like being discovered at Sardi's. Hanging out at the drugstore counter, sipping a Coke, and it's like, you're a star. So the publishing experience for me got off on just an incredibly wonderful foot. In a couple months, the proposal was done because of my original agent, who's a proposal guru, really helped me get my proposal in shape. And so Catherine had my proposal, shopped it around to a number of different publishers, and we settled on ECW Press in Toronto, a small, medium-sized Canadian publisher. And my publishing experience with them was fantastic, from manuscript to editing to galleys to publishing to launch. It was a dream. They really allowed me, which I think is the difference between a smaller publishing house and one of the big majors, and I'm a first-time author, was to allow my vision to stay my vision. I really had something very specific in mind for the book, what I wanted to do with it, and they never questioned that. Even though the book ended up being longer than I think anyone really anticipated, we were thinking 350-page book, and it ended up almost, I think it was 430 pages. So they were never, we got to cut 30,000 words out of this manuscript. They really always let me see my vision. So that was really quite lovely. So the publishing process itself was great. They let me have control of the title of the book, which is rare. I gave my input all the way along the line for the way the cover was going to look, the way the design of the book was going to look, which is, again, with a major publisher, from what I understand, is quite unusual to have that much creative input into the way the book is going to actually look on the shelf.
Sounds like everything's been working out in your favor from the get-go. It's a very interesting story. So what's involved for a traditionally published author in promoting a new book or even one that's been out there a while?
When the book was about to be launched or just before that, I was assigned a publicist with my publisher, and they sent out advanced copies and a press release. But because it's a small publisher, and even at a major, I believe, that publicist that you get is really going to help you with the launch. You really, as an author nowadays, either have to, one, have the time to market the book yourself, do a lot of publicity, put up a website, get going on Twitter, get going on Facebook, do all of those things on your own, or hire a publicist on your own, and understand that that's an investment. Publicists are really expensive. and whether you're going to get that back out of royalties, because authors don't really make that much money per book unless you're Stephen King. With a best-selling New York Times best-selling author is going to make a lot of money. But first-time author, maybe not so much. So that investment in a publicist, I believe, is an investment in your career and well worth it, well worth it. So I got a publicist, a very traditional publicist, who got me some TV interviews and a couple of talks and put me in a few directions, but they weren't very internet savvy. So I felt I needed something else, and I actually am working with a publicist now who is much more involved with social media marketing, which is really, I think, the future. So it's really quite a journey and quite a learning experience for someone who considers themselves a writer, not so much a marketing expert.
Well, in conclusion, always customary here on Enterprise Radio, we'd like to get some advice from you as you could lend to the listener, the listening entrepreneur that's desiring to start a business or to initiate a creation or publish their own book by putting it out there in the marketplace. If you could just give us some advice in that direction.
I have two pieces of advice. One is, if you're going to start your own personal blog, that's great, but people aren't going to find you necessarily. My strongest advice is to find an internet magazine, whether it's Blog Critics, and we're always looking for new writers, always, and every topic, blogcritics.org, or Huffington Post, or The Examiner, or one of the larger entities, because what you write is going to get picked up by Google News Search or by Google. And the more you're out there on Google, the more people will find you. Google is still the source, no matter what additional marketing I do and promotion I do on Twitter or on Facebook or wherever or LinkedIn. The biggest number of hits I get on my articles is from Google News Search. And I actually checked that the other day, and that was actually quite true. So that's piece number one. The other piece is platform. You know, it's all about readers. And whether you're looking for readers of a book or readers of your blog or somebody who's going to buy your nifty new project or nifty new product, you got to have people out there reading you. And so finding ways to do that, reaching out to the traditional media, reaching out to, in my case, reaching out to the networks, reaching out to the movie industry, reaching out to the studios, will give you more opportunity to have big names coming into your blog, you know, whether you're doing a quick interview with the director of the latest film at Sundance or the writer of the next episode of House. The more name people you get fed into your blog, the more people will read you. So at least in my business, which is writing and creating books and authoring books and even public speaking, the more names I have associated with my name, the better, and that will help your platform.
Makes a lot of sense. She is Barbara Barnett, a co-executive editor for Blog Critics, an internet publication where she writes on everything from politics to technology to all things pop culture. Her blogging success led her to publish her first book, Chasing Zebras, The Unofficial Guide to House MD. The book explores the themes, characters, and storylines of the hit TV show House, and the website of reference is the Blog Critics. .org. Barbara, thank you so much for joining us here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed our time together.
I have as well. And this is Eric Dye. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, brought to you by Mosey Pro for Business, protecting the data that powers your business. We do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.